Okay.
Ready? All right. Welcome everybody to the March 14th meeting of the Judicial Branch Budget Committee. A few reminders before we get started. This meeting is open to the public and it is being recorded. The meeting is being conducted virtually. However, the members of the public can watch the meeting via a listen-only video feed. Budget Committee members and others who may be presenting or answering questions, please remember to unmute yourself prior to speaking. To minimize background noise, please mute yourself when you're not speaking. That applies to me today since car alarms seem to be going off in great abundance. Please identify yourself prior to speaking for purposes of the recording. And Ms. Cowan, will you please take roll?
Yes, Judge Mormon.
Present.
Mr. Yamasaki.
Yes, present.
Thank you. Justice Fujisaki.
Here.
Justice Hill is not joining us. Judge Armendariz.
Here.
Thank you. Judge Botke is not joining us. Judge Crompton.
Here.
Thank you. Judge Hernandez was not going to join us. And Ms. Kate Beaker.
Here.
Thank you. Judge Mormon, we have 6 of 9 members. We do have a quorum.
Okay, great. Thank you. So our first item of business is to address our minutes from two previous meetings, the first being January 29 of 2025, the second being February 20, 2025. The minutes do appear at pages 3 through 6 of your materials. If someone has had a chance to review the minutes and has a motion, I'd love to hear it.
Armendariz will approve.
Thank you.
Yamasaki seconds.
All right, thank you. Any further discussion about the minutes? All those in favor, please say aye. Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? All right, hearing none, then the minutes from both of those meetings are approved. Ms. Cowan, did we receive any public comment for today's meeting?
No, we did not, Judge Mormon.
Thank you. Then that concludes the public comment portion of the meeting. And we'll turn to the first of three items on our agenda today. Item one is concerns the fiscal year 24-25 trial court trust fund interpreters program mid-year reallocation. This is an action item. The materials appear at pages 7 through 11. We have Chad Finke, our co-chair of the funding methodology subcommittee of TICPAC, will be presenting along with Mr. Douglas Denton, who's our principal manager for the Judicial Council Center for Families, Children, and the Courts. So, Chad and Doug, I'm going to turn it over to you.
Thank you, Judge Mormon, and thank you, members of JBBC, for having us this afternoon. I'm filling in for Judge Conklin. As Judge Mormon said, our first item up this afternoon for consideration is a mid-year reallocation of trial court trust fund, court interpreter program, unspent funding, and an augmentation for fiscal year 2024-25 to address anticipated funding shortfalls due to increasing interpreter expenditures. I am now happy to hand it over to Douglas Denton from the CFCC, who's going to present this item.
Thank you, Chad, and good afternoon, committee members. This report is a continuation of the Council's Budget Advisory Committee's efforts to ensure that courts have adequate funding from the Trial Court Trust Fund, Court Interpreters Program, also known as CIP. On February 21st, 2025, the council approved allocation of $4.6 million from the $35 million CIP fund balance in the current year to courts that exceeded their allocation in fiscal year 23-24. The council also approved allocation of the remaining CIP fund balance to courts mid-year to address any CIP shortfalls for fiscal years 24-25 and 25-26. Based on available program savings. My team sent out a mid-year survey in February to the 58 trial courts to obtain their anticipated additional funding requests for current fiscal year 24-25. A total of 43 courts requested additional funding, totaling $12.3 million. 12 courts requested no additional funding, and three courts estimated unspent funding of approximately $699,000. After reallocation of the available $699,000, the CIP augmentation request for current year from the TCTF program reserves is $11.6 million. Subsequent to the February 26 TICBAC meeting, an update to the mid-year survey results was made, which revised the total returning amount to about $637,000. And the proposed augmentation amount is still around $11.6 million. Approval of the current year augmentations is contingent on approval of the legislature. Following distribution of the $11.6 million, the remaining CIP savings balance of $18.8 million is available for the fiscal year 25-26 mid-year augmentation. Council staff will conduct an additional survey prior to the end of current year to reallocate available savings to those courts with a funding shortfall based on final expenditures for current year. Council staff are also working with the trial courts to develop a funding request for consideration in the 26-27 budget development cycle to increase the ongoing CIP baseline appropriation. If approved by JBBC today, the recommendations will be considered by the Judicial Council at its April 25th business meeting. That concludes my presentation, and I'm going to turn it back to Chad.
Thanks, Douglas. So as Douglas mentioned, and just to underscore, subsequent to the action that TICBAC took at our February 26, 2025 meeting, the survey results were updated, so that resulted in a revised amount for the current year reallocation. The amount available for reallocation has changed from what was originally presented in the materials from $699,000 to $637,000. So based on the updated information, TICBAC is respectfully requesting an amendment to recommendation number one, which is included on page 9 of the materials. Specifically, TICBAC is recommending a reallocation of $637,000 in fiscal year 24-25, including any technical adjustments. And other than that, there are no other changes to the recommendation on this item.
Okay, thank you. And can we just get a reminder of how the legislative approval for this kind of activity occurs, assuming this committee approves the recommendation as and the council?
Well, I can take from the budgetary process is that there's a provisional language similar to what we did with the current year restoration funds in the $42 million.
Right.
We'll submit a letter first to the Department of Finance, which is then a concurrent notice to the legislature. And I believe that, you know, the Department of Finance will support this. And it requests a 30-day waiting period for us to increase our expenditure authority in this particular program. And so the Joint Legislative Budget Committee has the authority to review that. There's budget bill language in the Budget Act that allows us to make this request.
Okay. So if we approve it and it gets on the council's agenda and the council approves it in April, then we seek quote-unquote legislative approval through the letter process.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
We have that concurrently happening in terms of working with the Department of Finance. To we've met with them to explain them the needs so that they're aware of what it is that's going on, so the letter just doesn't show up without any sort of context for them.
Yeah. Good. Good. All right.
And they have been supportive in the past. The last time we did this was in 2020. And the legislature did approve our increase request for additional expenditure authority.
Okay, great. So the recommendation has three parts to it with a modification to number one, reducing the mid-year reallocation from $699,000 to $637,000. Questions or comments from committee members?
Judge Mormon, this is David Yamasaki. I don't have any questions, but I just wanted to comment if I could.
Please.
Yeah, so in the materials, namely on page, I think 11, Orange sticks out like a sore thumb because of the amount that's being returned. I just wanted to make note of that. Unfortunately, the return of that amount of money is attributed to the fact that we have had a number of vacancies that we've simply not been able to fill. So as a result of that, there has been a bit of a savings to that degree. I don't know that once we're at full staff, we'll have that type of surplus, but notwithstanding that, it's certainly great to see that there's an opportunity to make additional monies available to courts that are finding the need and expenses in that category in an amount that's almost $12.3 million. So as a result, I would be happy to make a motion to approve the recommendations with the adjustment to recommendation one as expressed, if that is appropriate.
Yes, thank you. So there's a motion. Is there a second?
Fujisaki, second.
Thank you. All right, any further discussion? Thanks for, you know, addressing that. You know, it's, of course, we're very happy that the funds can be used and are reallocated through this process. But we are certainly hoping that the necessary certified interpreters are provided to Orange County like everybody else. So I know CEOP is working on it. It's a concurrent issue and a concurrent project. Thank you. All right, there's a motion and a second. Is there any further comment or question? Seeing none, all those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Or are there any abstentions? All right, seeing none, thank you. Thank you, Doug.
Thank you.
Okay, now item number two on our agenda today is the Fiscal Year 24-25 Community Assistance Recovery and Empowerment Act, commonly known as CARE. This is mid-year reallocations or proposals for reallocations. This also is an action item. The materials appear at pages 12 through 15. And I'm going to turn it back over to Mr. Chad Finke and Don Will from the Judicial Council Center for Families, Children, and the Courts. Thank Go ahead, you. Chad.
Oh, thanks, Judge Mormon. Yeah, as Judge Mormon said, so this is another mid-year reallocation recommendation. This one is for CARE Act unspent funding for fiscal year 24-25. And with that brief intro, I will turn it over to Don Will from CFCC to walk us through it.
Thank you. This is a proposal allocating $400,000 of unspent CARE Act funding in fiscal year 24-25 to the two courts who reported a need for additional funding. This reallocation is part of the funding methodology that the Judicial Council approved in 2023 for this allocation to the trial courts. In 24-25, $26.5 million was allocated per the methodology to the courts. We conducted a survey in February and asked courts to estimate potential unspent funds and any need for additional funds this year. 33 courts indicated they would return a projected total of $7.5 million. Two courts indicated a need for an additional $400,000. And so sufficient funds will be available to fund the reallocation and also to give the courts a cushion should their CARE Act expenditures rise above these current projections by the end of the year. And this proposal was approved by TCPAC on February 26th. So I'm okay. Happy to answer any questions.
All right, thank you. All right, any questions? So the graph or the chart at the end of the materials on this subject, you know, just reflects the CARE Act is, it's up and going, but I think its use will be greatly expanded in the next couple of years.
Judge Mormon, this is Chad Finke. Before you call for a vote, can I, yeah. May I make one quick comment on behalf of TCPAC?
Yes, please.
Thanks. So, as Don noted, subsequent to the recommendations from TCPAC, which resulted from the February 26, 2025 meeting, As Don said, the survey results were updated to include one additional trial court reporting in. So that resulted in a change where the estimated unspent funding total went from $7.5 million to $7.6 million. That did not affect the reallocation amount, which remained at $400,000. But even though the amount of the reallocation hasn't changed, TICPAC is once again, as we did with the first agenda item, respectfully requesting an amendment to the recommendation, which is included on page 14 of your materials, that would include language that the final reallocation for fiscal year 24-25 would include any necessary technical adjustments. So just wanted to note that.
Okay, thank you. And I think for purposes of everybody not only attending this meeting, but those listening in, technical adjustments often can include, you know, there's some accounting, you know, final accounting, you know, that are sort of small amounts, just so we can do the final accounting before the JCC meeting in April. Is that a fair description?
It's fair from my perspective. Zlatko, you agree?
Okay. Yeah, there may be just refinements as we go along.
Okay. All right. Well, the recommendation then, we'll have that as a add-on to include any technical adjustments. Any questions from members of the committee or observations? Is there a motion?
Robin moves.
Thank you. Thank you, Charlie. Any second?
Yamasaki seconds.
Thank you. Any further discussion? And again, the motion on the table is to approve the TICPAC recommendation to reallocate the $400,000 of unspent CARE Act funding in the current fiscal year to the two trial courts reflected in Attachment A. And the recommendation will be considered by the Judicial Council at its April 25, 2025 business meeting. And as will any technical adjustments to be made between today and the April meeting. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? All right, seeing none, thank you.
Judge Borman?
Yes.
I just wanted to say, I mean, I'm sure it goes without saying, but I'll say is that Don and his team and CFCC have worked tirelessly with the courts and all their partners to really do the best job they possibly can with CARE Act implementation. That also goes beyond just this current process, but we're engaging conversations with the Department of Finance about giving the council flexibility to use these resources to really maximize the program. And so again, it's not that they're just only looking at managing the program as it is, but also looking for ways to help the council again meet its commitment to implementing CARE across the state. And I want to acknowledge Don and his teams and how hard they've been working to do that, not just get it going as it is, but also looking for opportunities to give, again, the council the opportunity to change and make improvements in the program.
Yes, thank you. Thank you, Zlatko. And that's very much appropriate. Don, thank you. And thanks to your team. Chad, thank you.
Thank you. Have a nice weekend.
You too. Okay, our last item on the agenda today is, no surprise, item 3. And this concerns proposed statutory changes for court-ordered debt collections and reporting. This is an action item. The relevant materials appear at pages 16 through 50. And we have presenters today, Maria, I would say Lira. Maria, I hope I'm pronouncing it correctly. And Don Lowry. Maria is our senior analyst from Judicial Council Budget Services. Don is an analyst from Judicial Council Budget Services. Maria, I'll turn it over to you. And you're on mute.
Still can't hear you, Maria.
Yeah. while Maria's dealing with some technical issues. Our proposal is to ask that you approve amendments to Government Code 68514 and Penal Code Section 1463.007 to be circulated by the Legislation Committee for public comment. The intent of the amendments are to streamline the reporting process. There are changes to the government code, which will update the reporting from by collection activity to by collection entity, and the changes to Penal Code 1463.007 are primarily technical in nature, updating the list of collection activities to reflect current practices, as well as revising some terminology to, again, meet current practices. And are you with us, Maria? I'm still not hearing you.
We can't hear you, Maria. Well, Don, you can proceed.
So I think we'll just direct the members' attention to page 18 of our materials. There's a recommendation. And again, this recommendation would result in the issue being sent to the Ledge Committee to authorize an invitation for public comment, basically, to circulate the proposed language for public comment with the goal of being to get sponsored legislation for the 2027 legislative session. If it gets to Ledge, goes out for public comment, the comment is received, we expect to have the issue on the council's agenda in October. I believe Maria is hopeful for that. And then we would, of course, have it would go to government affairs, and we would be looking for a sponsor for the legislation. So the amendments themselves appear in the materials. I think Dawn's probably in a position to answer any questions. Are there any questions from the members? I don't see any. If you have a question, don't be shy. Go ahead and speak up. If not, I'll certainly entertain a motion.
Speaker moves.
Thank you.
Crompton seconds.
Thank you. Ms. Speaker moved. Judge Crompton seconded. And the two parts to the recommendation. Part two delegates authority to staff to make technical changes to the collection reporting template and other corresponding documents in response to the approved amendments to the statute. All those in favor, please say aye.
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 Thank you. Any opposed? Any abstentions? So, you know, I want to just thank Dawn, Maria, and all your colleagues, the work group, that's been looking at this. It's, you know, this is the kind of stuff that, you know, unheralded heroes work on. So we'll take a moment to express our appreciation for looking at this language and, you know, bringing it current to modern day practices that are used by all the entities that collect court ordered debt. Thank you very, very much. And thank you for bringing it to our committee.
Thank you.
For those who are new to the committee, that we had, JBBC had worked on updating what were the performance metrics benchmark and factors for the performance of our collections programs. And that was a really important update. And it gave us, if you look at our collections report compared to 5 years ago, the look and feel of it, it's modern feel with dashboards, but also based on good comparative statistics that are based on data that we could receive from the programs. It was, I think, an important thing, and I appreciated at that time the partnership where that particular issue went with to SEAC and came back to this committee. So this committee is an important part of the continued evolution of our collections program. So we appreciate your support.
Okay, I think somebody put something in the chat. Oh, Maria. Thanks, Maria. Thank you. Okay, everybody, I have another announcement to make. Let's see what it is. Our next meeting is Thursday, April 24. That's in conjunction with our next scheduled Judicial Council meeting. We'll be in San Francisco. It'll be an in-person meeting. However, if you cannot make it there that afternoon, we will obviously be providing a an option to appear remotely. Stay tuned for that. I think our time is still sort of in flux. I think it's been moving around. I don't know if, Angela, we finally landed on a time.
I think we did, and I'm looking for it. It's
2:45 or something, I think.
Yeah, it's an odd time.
Yeah, and Haynes has put it in
1:15 to 2:45. Sorry.
1:15 to 2:45? Okay. All right. Well, if it changes, everybody will be noticed with adequate time. And thank you, everybody, for making time on a Friday afternoon. It's raining really hard here in Northern California, and it's actually starting to snow. So have a nice weekend.
Thanks, everybody.
Hey, everybody.
As well. Have a good one. Bye.
Bye.